As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Last night, the weather was perfect. You had a very solid crowd for a Tuesday night home opener, which is always interesting, right when school gets started. And there wasn't a dull moment in 90 minutes of football. I know you're not pleased with the result, but Indiana 3, Portland 3. Well, we kind of were treated to a little bit of everything last night. Physicality, goals, penalty. Give me your takeaway from what your boys learned last night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we have definitely given people every cent of their pay to come in to watch the game because they've been exciting at Clemson and obviously home. It felt like a loss, and that's honestly how it felt after the game. And this overtime or lack thereof is frustrating because I feel like that win would have come, a goal that we would have found. But overall, Glass, you know, when you look at this is a team, a good Portland team, favored to win their conference. They lost to Washington the round before we went out to Washington. They just beat Oregon State 4-0 in preseason. Oregon State was the top seed last year. This is a good team, very good going forward. And we limited them to very few chances, but every time they did get in our box, it was a difficult ending. And so our box defending and some key critical moments was really the takeaway of we have to shore up. And the good news is these are not freshmen that are in these pivotal moments. So I credit them on, you know, their margins of, you know, getting the first ball on the back shoulder of BB, yet we should have done better on the pressure and the body was a really good goal by them. But we have to do better. And you can do that the second and third goal. And then you look at really chances created from there. We limited them, a good attacking team, to very little. We handled the physicality. We knew that they would be chopping the play up. 32 fouls, that's a lot for actually both teams, let alone a one. And they had 25 in the first game. So we knew that was going to be part of their game. And we have to be better on restarts, which I thought we were good, but we really have to make teams pay if they're going to give us continued restarts like that. But we created so many good opportunities. You know, I look at last year and go, okay, that's a tournament team, could be a deep tournament team. I don't think we create as many chances in games than we did this game last night. So, I mean, it felt like a loss. It's not going to be a bad tie. It'll end up being a good tie, but it was a great opportunity to win, and that's what's tough about it.
Head coach Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer. Hoosiers draw 3-3 last night with Portland. Notre Dame, 8 o'clock on Saturday night. Next Tuesday is St. John's, and a week from Friday, our friends from Akron will be in town, so a four-game homestand began last night. Chances are coming fast and furious. They did against the Clemson team. They did against Portland. You mentioned that just a minute ago. That has to give your group confidence, I would think, because you're not sitting around scratching your head wondering where goals are going to come from. Is it easier to shore up the defense than it is to create chances?
I do, yes. And honestly, in preseason, we were obviously tinkering with some shape, and some of the challenges was creating good goal scoring opportunities. We've kind of flipped the switch, and we've talked a little bit more about our attacking. We've worked on some things. We've analyzed some things with video, and yet, you know, things that we take for granted, we work on them, but our collective defending in the pivotal areas, you know, we do a lot of activities in and around the box to give those situations so we can be sure of ourselves in our 1v1 battles and our box defending and our functional clearances and be able to step in close space and put pressure. All are critical, and you know that's why I feel good overall, because if it was chances created from just our lack of overall team shape or lack of discipline in general, bigger problem. But this was isolated things that can be corrected by experienced defenders And I know that we will shore that up. And sometimes you just have to recalibrate. I mean, we had a spring game where, take for instance, our throw-ins, you know, you get 25 to 30 a game, and we were woeful in how many we connected. And we just talked about it, showed some video, and the next game it was like a complete flip. And I go, guys, you all of a sudden didn't become a better team with throw-ins. It was just a focus in that area of the game. And that's really what I thought it came down to last night. We just, our pivotal moments in the box, our focus and our clarity and our communication was not good enough. And they were clinical in those moments they got there, so we got punished.
Five shots, three goals for Portland. That's the definition of clinical, especially on the road. That's not tough, or that's not easy to do as well. Two games, two goals in the first 6 minutes. Do I read anything into that? Are you boys feel ready to play? Is that just hard work? Great starts usually end in good results. Kind of unlucky on that end of the coin, too.
Yeah, I mean, you get an early goal, and so we knew they would be a team that we'd be dealing with for 90 minutes. So we weren't certainly over the moon that we had this early lead, but it was certainly great. And I thought our guys, you know, handled that fine. Really the first 20 minutes was all about trying to find out where the space was and kind of how they were tactically approaching the game. And they decided to kind of bottle up the middle, kind of, I would say, man mark kind of our midfield and our 10, and really the space was on wide through Joey and Muni, you know, driving with the ball and then making decisions, whether it's behind or feet. And we jammed a few early into the first line, which is kind of what they wanted, and they were very good in transition. That's kind of how the first goal came.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the second goal was tough. I mean, that's an attacker. You know, playing a ball in the back half with Sammy, and it's a good lesson, you know, that's a ball in the front half. You can play that and be okay, but in the back half, you have to be really sure that there's not a defender maybe in your sight line being hidden on the other team. So, but we should have still dealt with that a bit better.
Yeah, well, they didn't tear ribbons through the midfield. They didn't punish you end to end with possession. The physicality was the one thing that stuck out. How'd your guys come out of that game? Do they enjoy that fight?
They know they're going to get it, so right. They didn't. I mean, they didn't back down. I thought we did a good job of not retaliating and not getting frustrated, because when you get kind of hit, and there were a lot of like little punches. They weren't true punches, but they weren't necessarily a bunch of yellows, but they just were aggravating, and they kill your rhythm, and they're little nicks and hits, and it's easy to kind of retaliate after a certain amount, especially if you've been the one receiving a few, and that's when the yellows come, or worse.
The dark arts.
So I loved our discipline. Yeah, you got to be smart, and I do say before the season, I said restarts will be more important than ever this year because of the lack of overtime. And, you know, here we've gotten a couple already in restarts, whether it be penalties or throw. And we've gotten a couple chances off some recycled corner kicks. So I'm pleased in a preseason game we scored in a corner kick as well. So I'm pleased where we are there, because that takes time to kind of hone in on those areas as the season progresses. So, do I feel overall good? I do, Glass. I do. I like this team. I like where the trajectory can go, but it's going to be a one, you know, hurdle after another. And, you know, getting that high of a great win, whether it's at home or on the road, will be often what we'll need to continue to catapult us to the next one.
Tell me about that. Hopefully that next game will be the first win. Your friends from Notre Dame are in town Saturday night, 8 o'clock, the IU Credit Union Adidas Classic. A little different this year. Tell me about the Fighting Irish. They've had an interesting start to their season, but to kind of throw the records out, you guys know each other so well, and, well, let's have at it Saturday night.
Yeah, the target's big for them this year. They came off a Final Four year. Just to remember back, they were 1-3 last year to start the year. And then they obviously made themselves all the way to the College Cup, and we were one of those losses. We didn't play particularly well on the road, and were able to get an overtime win. you know, obviously I want to play well, but I'll take an ugly win when necessary. But our goal is to obviously be on the front foot and control a lot of the game, but you know, certainly be pragmatic when needed to be. This is a big team. They seem to be much more honed in on restarts than I've seen from a Notre Dame team, which has always been good. We'll see a lot of long throws from them. On both sides, probably 30 and in. They have some really big targets. They've been dangerous in the spring. We played them up in Indy, and we felt it then. And I think we'll see a lot of that on Saturday. They have players that can play, and they do, but they definitely are a team of territory and are good getting some restarts. And we got to be really sharp in our functional clearing and not giving them any unnecessary throws. And second, we have to be able to move them and turn them around and find great gaps against, you know, a pretty rigid 4-4-2 how they operate. And I think we'll be able to find seams, which were very difficult to find last night. So different, very different type of opponent.
And the homestand will continue. St. John's coming in on Tuesday of next week. Kind of a classic, but kind of different. I know the football on Friday kind of changed some things with that. Saturday, Tuesday for all you soccer fans, so a day after the Labor Day weekend, but another big opponent from another big conference.
Yeah, we hope the two. I mean, I think Saturday is going to be rocking. I mean, we obviously have some great marketing. We the Fill the Bill. We're trying to really get this place rocking. Dance Marathon's coming out. We got some great giveaways. I think the students will be pumped to get out on the weekend and they'll have time to recover from Friday night football and come out and watch us on Saturday. The weather looks great. So I'm really bullish that we'll have a great crowd, and I'd love to see a shutout and get the bagels going again and get a good home win to get, you know, to get ready for the Tuesday. Yeah, we prefer the Friday Monday, but we had a pivot class, as you know, and I think our fans, whether it's a Monday night Labor Day or Tuesday night, for a St. John's opponent, again a perennial top 20 program over the course of 25 years, I think there's going to be a lot of interest to come out on Tuesday as well.
Excellent, my friend. Well, we wish you the best of luck. It's a good start to the season. Sometimes one-loss records, you don't have to go. That's not the end-all, be-all. The performance is more what we're looking at. So I hope when I talk to you next Wednesday, we're talking about those first two victories and then Akron coming to town. Well, you've made it easy for yourself on the 50th anniversary, haven't you?
We have. Yes, we have. It's going to be it's fun. It's what we want. Although you pull your hair out at times with we could have played a couple cupcakers and feeling pretty good about ourselves at 2-0, but that's not going to get us where we want to go. So we dig in and grind the teeth and get ready for the next one.
Tell your mom and dad hello. Great job, buddy, and we will get caught up with you next week. Have a great weekend, my man.
Thanks, class.